This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny here, Jeff,
good morning, my
and
friends.
Judge Goldiger over there. Now, local and international news, locally assisted suicide safeguard concern. That's where people want to die early or whatever. But I'm concerned about population elimination. And also, half a ton of meth was brought into the country within steel pipes, and five guys have been charged for that. I go along to recovery and drug. I want people to be drug-free ambassadors. It was amazing last night at the Salvation Army that some of the guys were representing guys who had died of addictions, you know. And Woodville Road Toll, people are objecting to be to having to be paid for the road toll.
Yeah, they should. My friends and family were very upset with National, what they're doing with the roads.
Yeah. So. Now, Elon Musk, Trump are making a pushback against the lefties. So that's
Wait,
all
are
happening.
They like a tag team?
Yeah,
like a blood diamond tag team.
Yeah.
Cool. Bosom buddies.
I've got a little bit on Trump.
Trump has advised Israel to blow up Iran's nuclear power plants.
Murderer, thou shalt not murder.
And the Iran leader is talking about the Zionistic regime. But we had a protest.
Mm-hmm.
You had something to share about Trump there.
Just a little bit on Trump. The media rubbish that's been put on out there on YouTube, like hanging out with P. Diddy without a T-shirt on and making him, they're just trying to degrade him before the elections.
Anyone who knows the man is, his name is Puffy.
Oh, Puffy.
Puffy.
And Trump's just standing, hates dictatorship, loves freedoms, is a fighter against the globalists, lifts up sovereignty,
yes,
self-dominance, fearless
vanity.
And it's go Trumpy, baby.
All I see is vanity.
We listen to opposite views here too from time to time. That's all right.
I'd rather have a people lover in there.
Now, at protest in Garden Place on Sunday, they mentioned anti-Semitism and how everyone hates Israel at the moment.
Hey.
The media fake news using disinformation to put Israel in the worst light. But do you realise that October the 7th last year, 1,200 were killed by Hamas?
Yeah.
Innocent men and children.
I don't like the division that these arguments cause. Say, someone's pro-Israel, next minute, Candace Owens is losing her job.
Yeah, but I'd just like to stick with the Zechariah 12:13. On that day, I will make Jerusalem and an immovable rock. All nations will gather and hate it, but whoever turns against Israel will hurt themselves.
And I talk about us being spiritual Israelites and overcomers in the Lord Jesus. But a lot of Christians don't acknowledge us as spiritual Israel.
You do realise that most of the Jewish people are half German because they were kicked out of Germany by Hitler, right?
Yep.
So does that make you anti-Semitist or does that make you anti-German?
But is that conspiracy?
Now, the Man Up group were there to protect us against any Palestinian backlash. So people wouldn't take on Man Up at the protest.
Did
so
any
was really
real
good.
Jews show up and burn the Star of David?
No, well, I love that flag. Anyway, people's health and well-being is at stake throughout the country. We were at the Tui Free Medical. I saw you there yesterday morning, about 30 of us.
Is Dr. Leo Revel our papa?
He is.
He's our papa.
Because I represented free medical care and I also stood against Winston Peters. He's coming this Sunday. He's going to be outside the pool.
I was going to ask him one day, do you want me to nominate you for a civil award?
Where do you say I need to plant those bombs across from the pools?
No, Winston Peters is going to be there.
Oh, okay, right.
But this is what's concerning me. People are having to pay $100 to go to see the doctor, even at free medical care. Like we're the only real free one at the other places where they operate. They have to pay $100
that Gorehow is paid as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my concern is that the politicians all act with impunity. They're becoming like dictators. Luxon doesn't care about ordinary people.
Yep.
They don't care about us and families. They keep talking about the debt. They keep serving an overseas agenda. They are not walking a mile in our shoes.
Yeah, if not hundreds, I don't know, but hundreds of police have left the police force and go to Oz because New Zealand's just out of control.
It's very sad to watch.
Yeah.
That's the money, man. They're chasing the money, just like a military soldier.
Yeah, three
pick up a gun and shoot a kid, it's because he gets paid money.
The sooner we become a republic where we represent common people, where we get back to the Labour idea of workers' rights, the better. Where is Labour in all this? Yeah. Where are the Greens standing up? You know,
what did Israel do to make a mess, come over the border and kidnap 200 people?
No, that really happened. We had a Jewish guy talking about what really happened.
68 years prior to that.
And they imprisoned about 200 people at the time.
Look,
and there's still 50 haven't come back.
I am going to ban this show from Israel and Palestinian arguments if we don't all just calm down.
Yeah, we can, you know, okay.
Now murdered.
Concentrate on it.
18,000 people are murdered by Israel now, Jack.
Biden,
they're telling you it's 40,000.
Not interested in Mayor's desist letter. Here we go. Biden threatened to make a citizen's arrest on deputy mayor. If someone touched her while trying to place her under citizen's arrest, that would be assault, and I would ring 111 immediately, as would be a reasonable person.
To be clear, we're not talking about Mr. Joe Biden, right?
No. He's in the Hamilton City Council.
He's on the City Council.
Does she have diplomatic immunity, Jack?
No. So he's challenging them on the basis of the debt, on what they're spending the money on.
Yeah.
And the mayor has said that he's out of order. He's breaking the code of ethics.
Yeah, code of conduct. But I'm proud of him.
He's our hero.
Yeah.
Hey, but I love the guy.
Have you got some stuff there on Biden?
Only pretty much what I was just saying before. Oh, he's a naughty boy. He's the bad boy. He didn't follow the code of conduct. And he's made all these, he's called out on stupid spending and all sorts of stuff. And they just don't like him for being real.
Now, I would like on my badge, and I want to give you a badge next week, Jenny, with constitutional martial written on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can stand up for our rights, enforce what we believe is the truth. We are not stirrers.
I am.
We're not breaking the code of ethics.
We're just
standing up for our rights. And in the Bible, it talks about the house given him in dominion. That word dominion means martial. And we're supposed to have divine sovereignty in this country. So when are people going to stand up? Know that you are either a self-determined as a sovereign or a slave.
If you'd let me say, the Independence Day is coming up on the 22nd of October. Here, whakaputanga.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Are you going to be standing as a self-determined sovereign? Will you have this badge on as a marshal, constitutional marshal?
Well, I mean, I'll be filming the Lake Alice survivors that come through. So is that standing up for sovereignty?
You know, as far as this trouble thing goes, Paul and Silas, Acts 6, I'm bringing a lot of Bible out today, Acts 16:21, and they teach customs which are not lawful Romans to receive or observe. So it's like a Roman law that we're supposed to observe.
Simon,
but no.
I've been converted to hei whakaputanga.
Good.
It's okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Self-determined
whakaputanga.
Now, there's a huge push for communistic centralized power by the system. And I've got an article here, from pandemic to plutocracy, the rise of the biotech industrial complex. A large-scale violation of First Amendment free speech rights. The COVID pandemic sped up the shift towards concentrated oligarchical and authoritarian capitalistic power. This has resulted in the fusion of state, corporate media and digital power, potentially becoming the pandemic's most toxic legacy and giving rise to the most powerful industrial complex in history. We need the freedom fighters. We've got to have the people to stand up. But they have become like the four legs good, the pigs, and the two legs bad, the humans and Animal Farm.
Yeah.
Did you have a plastic pig there, Simon?
Yeah, I had a plastic pig and I got a knife in its head.
No.
Whoops.
Yeah, these are just our opinions. Because we are harmless, really. We're just promoting human rights.
You're harmless.
I says to be a trouble stirrer. I am going to be a trouble stirrer. I'm just reading me Bible.
What did you say to Interpol? You were not of sound mind?
No.
Back in the, what was it, the 80s?
The Interpol. No, that's right. I had to go over to Cambodia, and when I walked into one of their nightclubs, they saw me on a screen burning the flag, and they said, "You've been busted."
Did they have rifles?
But I'm starting to, you know, even Steve Evans said this morning that I was a hero, you know, a warrior. And he thanked me for our podcast and everything else. And he loves you as a sister.
Oh, yeah, we love him.
Yep, yeah, so we have to stand by Families for Justice because they are doing a wonderful job. Now, about family, listen to this. They disempower those who take the opposite view. A brief consultation of Family First website revealed the following. No means exhaustive lie. Family. Opposition to abortion. Euthanasia. Same-sex marriage. The teaching of gender theory at school, the system is opposing this, defense of freedom of speech and the right to therapy and counseling people experiencing gender dysphoria. Now, my son went to Jason's place yesterday because he had a birthday. Don't worry about that. And at the birthday, they were playing this game. And the actual game was, if you move, you're gay. Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you move, you're gay.
And did I say to you, I was like, well, in the 70s, was it like, if you move, you're it and you're black? Like, what? Like, it's a different kind of racism, Jack.
No. What I mean, according to this article by Family First, that if they take away, if they sexualize you and take away your identity as a little boy of five, that is totally wrong, isn't it? I want my boy to be a real boy.
What if I chose to identify as a white man?
Right.
How would you feel about that, huh?
Well, it's universal. You can identify as whatever you like, mate.
Yeah.
So long as you don't deny who you really are as a real woman.
So am I not
a real
white man? Is that what you're saying?
That's just messed up, man.
Now, give me all the perks. Let me talk over everyone at meetings. Yeah.
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 Now, Jim Morrison was supposed to have been a secret teacher of the occult with Journey to the Other Side. Now, Brian Jones.
They had better acid back in those days, I think, Jack.
Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. They all died at 27.
Because 13 was
LSD.
They should have taken a vow to keep themselves alive and protect society. I'm ashamed of them, really.
They are
celebrities.
Have ate more healthy foods and
they were not
sleep.
Good role models for society. They died young. But anyway, Morrison claimed to be a shaman. And that's someone who journeys people from the darkness to the light, or goes into the darkness to find therapy. And that's what we do, like with Rainbow Ribbons. I'm a stigmatist myself. I suffer on behalf of society. I suffer on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to redeem humanity. We are Daystar Apostles.
Excuse me, we've just had a comment on the text machine.
Yep.
And it says, build more prisons to round up any dissenters. Dissenters?
Yeah. Dissenters, yeah. Well, it means that we will be looked upon as the enemy. You know, we'll be excluded. They won't like us standing up and speaking the truth. And even standing as a self-determined sovereign, we're in the constitutional marshals. I think it's changing because some of the people I associate with, they're starting to respect me a little bit, you know what I mean?
Now, Jack, you were at that support Israel thing and two people with a Palestine flag showed up. What happened?
Well, that was all right. They let them there, but so long as they didn't sort of create a violent situation,
the hypnotic state of the police went over to them or something, didn't they?
I don't know.
I think our police are hypnotised by the stigma that
Of course they're hypnotised by the media. Of course they are.
Coming back to transforming people's lives, and when I was there, I talked about the Black Grief Facilitator, you know, for our Rainbow Ribbons program, taking people through the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Jerusalem. Now, what does the Grief Facilitator do? He helps people deal with grief, journeying them from darkness to light. These are judges, prophets, angel princes, and then you've got the Red Freedom Fighter, challenges social injustice, helps others find freedom from oppression and persecution.
Go, Andrew.
Are you a freedom fighter, brother?
I work on the internet, Jack, and I'm one with Christ, and my father's house has many rooms.
And we've also representing woman here, because it's got Angelic Apostles, Zeliophehad's daughters, royal nobles. So women are also included in the Daystar Apostles. Did you know that, Jenny?
A trans woman.
Well,
you're transforming woman. Transforming
we
woman.
We include everyone.
You didn't get him, Jenny.
You know what I mean? It's always a debate of men. Race and gender, eh? It always is.
Yeah, but we have to be there. We have to show compassion to everyone, Jenny. I show compassion to trans people. Yeah. I do.
We've got trans friends.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
But I have to identify with being a real man for the sake of my son and representing all fathers throughout the country. I don't have an option.
Hey, look, Kanye, if you're on your journey, you do your journey. Okay, yeah. Kanye? Okay?
It's all about the mind control, Jack, the mindset or the firmament as it's put in the Bible, whether you're... the human water or God's water, which one do you want to drink? And perversion is quite a thing in the Bible. All I can suggest is they read Colossians 3:5.
What do you mean it's quite a thing in the Bible? Can you clarify that? What do you mean it's quite a thing?
I haven't got a Google search on me at the moment, but the word pervert and whatnot in the Bible is probably in there about 80 times.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not lifting it up.
So when we're talking about being trauma recovery practitioners, and that's New Creation Zebulun Night, and I want to have rituals in place so people can be stigmatists, they can be Daystar Apostles through the Lord Jesus Christ, and they can be golden butterflies and bear a light. That's the Levi, Levitical Zadokite celestial man. The golden butterfly and bear a light. Sailing through the air as Zedekites.
So you know,
the man in linen stands nearby. Behold him now with open eyes. Come, Lord Jesus.
Is the celestial plane mentioned in the Torah?
Torah, it is, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's mentioned in the Book
We're
of
supposed
Mormon.
To be consummated New Jerusalem believers or bringing in the reign of Christ.
Finish your song, baby.
Yeah, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus, the Lord of the skies, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus, where letter rain transfigs stars. Yeah, butterflies and bullfrogs.
That was so cute.
How are you getting on with the Bible in schools there? What's happening?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. My next session with the kids after the holidays is about Paul and Silas, and I will preaching, raising up little radicals.
That's
no,
good.
No doubt about it.
Good on you.
Sharing the Lord Jesus with them. Because I actually attended with Francis yesterday. There was about three or four women there.
Our favourite Scientologist, Francis.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah? And I was promoting Daystar Apostleship. But it's interesting, they had an understanding of Jesus. But when I shared the Lord Jesus Christ, to go deeper, they asked me what church I went to. I said, well, I had my own Church of Zion online, Rainbow Ribbons, reigninginggrace.com. And it seemed as though there's a little bit of a conflict with Christians when it's going into post-resurrectional understanding, you know, Christ within their hope of glory, and the Moses-Elijah witness, and stepping into the New Jerusalem bubble, you know. Yeah. The Christians
I've got something
need to be
really
taught.
Fantastic that's just come through on the text machine. And sorry if I pronounce your name wrong, Tepine Te Haroto.
Yeah, good. We love a response.
I'm Pierce Morgan, and I identify as a black lesbian.
Transform, girl.
Tell
you
us can Jesus loves her. Hey, Jesus loves her, okay?
Yeah.
But she has to realize there's two sides to the argument, you know what I mean? And we have to understand
anyway,
people.
Anyway, getting back on task. Okay.
Now, the church is supposed to be a hospital, a boot camp for training foot soldier warriors. Okay, so we're all called to be freedom fighters in Christ. A community place where messed up people are welcome, outcasts are loved, and underdogs find a champion. So in my church, outcasts are loved, okay? We're training up foot soldiers.
Definitely, amen.
Okay, where underdogs find a champion, where the hopeless find hope, and the friendless find a friend. Amen. Is that what you find when you go to church, Jenny? A friend?
No.
Treat you
I just sit there and talk
as a champion?
I talk to Jesus, and then my son, when we go to church, he's usually distracting the whole congregation because he's really cute.
What about you, Jeff? What church do you go to? I know you belong to the Lord Jesus.
My body is my temple.
Although you're a bit anti-Israel from time to
Christ
time, but we still love you.
Excuse me, God doesn't dwell in a house built by human hands.
No, you're right. You're right, buddy.
Set your mind, this is chapter 3, Colossians 3, right, verse 2. I'm going to read all the way to 5, all right, Jack? This will take 45 seconds.
Yeah, quickly.
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Oh God, help me, Lord
Wonderful.
Jesus.
Have
help
you
me,
risen
Lord
with
Jesus.
Christ, set those things up.
Under your grace, Lord Jesus.
But carrying on to the church being a hospital and boot camp, God's economy looks to the Bible to explore the justice and equality of God's economy, living lives of generosity and awareness in our communities. So we're supposed to be bringing God's justice, God's compassion to all levels. And what I see in the church, it's still a top-heavy system in lots of respects. I mean, what's happening with the Theosophical Society? They want to steal our local lodge at the moment, and it's damn evil. It's Freemasonry evil. And when spirituality should be available to all people, because I'm there as a common law person. I'm there for everyone. I want to see everyone tuned into the Lord Jesus, the higher power,
have their
to
own
be
spiritual
saved.
Belief. Jack, they've got this thing of light that they lie in a coffin for.
No, come on, man. It's so hooked into Satanism. Can't study it out, bro.
Now, I went to the Recovery Church last night.
No
and I was
way,
handing out drug-free ambassador pledges.
No way.
It was wonderful. There's about 70 people there. And they were giving testimonies, you know, some had even lost their own friends to addictions. And I wanted to bring up that they found half a ton of meth in the port and hidden in pipes, and five guys have been charged. Over a million doses of meth coming into our country. That's terrible. That's where we do need the police. I don't go along with the police all the time because we need our own Kaitiaki guardians and police force in this country.
Is that from North Korea? Is that Kim Jong-un's crack that they've got?
Now, and also on Sunday, I've been doing such a lot this week, Jenny. On Sunday, we studied solitude. Did you realise loneliness is not the same as solitude if you have a broken heart? Because solitude is not about reacting, it's about initiating, and you have the outer and inner voice.
It's liking to be alone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you can be alone, but you're still getting these bad voices affecting you.
If you're lonely.
Lonely, but solitude, like the monks, is about hearing God and affirming who you really are within
kind
your own.
Is it kind of like the difference between cynicism and honesty?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, like if you pray and you're alone and you've got the comfort of the Holy Spirit, you're not alone.
Now, I'm excited with what Trump is doing, because he has accused, he has advised Israel to blow up Iran's nuclear power plants. And on TV last night from Iran, there was about 180 missiles.
Flares, not missiles, they're flares, Jack. Take a closer look.
I have many friends.
And
I like Iran. It's beautiful.
Now, hold on a minute, Jenny. Beautiful. You need to understand it's the regime that's holding Iran at ransom. A lot of them are Christian.
Yeah.
A lot of the women don't like wearing the jihads,
when they go to the basilica
and this sort of thing. They want to be free.
It's called a hijab.
It's the regime that's taking control. Israel would be doing us a favor if they took over Iran and got rid of that regime.
Look,
and that'd be getting rid of the Islamist terrorists.
Let the blind be blind still.
The world is very fair. I think there's a lot of corruption in the West as well as the East.
Yeah. Now, don't forget October the 7th when 1,200 with Hamas fighters were attending this festival and they were brutally killed and attacked and young women were taken captive. That was
so
horrific.
They say.
Yeah, so this is...
How many people did Israel murder prior to that, Jack, in the previous 40 years and their invasions of Lebanon prior to this?
Well, 6 million at Auschwitz, you know, the death of the Jews.
Well, no,
we can't be anti-Semitic.
Well,
I love Israel. I love the flag. I'm a Davidic God, man.
Maybe you should read your Bible and listen to the media all the time.
With your words. Ceasefire.
It's good. I'm open to opposite perspectives on this show. That's good. Yeah. But anyway... People's health and well-being at stake
on the moon.
Throughout the country. It is a major concern, isn't it, Jenny? At TUI Medical, you get free medical care there.
It's
I get free
sad
community
to see
card.
When you go to the local A&E, your A&E, that you're registered with, and it's $172 for an appointment.
Neil Armstrong walked on the moon because he wanted to be closer to Jesus.
At some of the other TUI places, they're paying $100.
That's exactly how much it is in some parts of the States.
What are the politicians? And I need to challenge Winston Peters. What are you doing about the people who are suffering because they can't afford to go to the doctor?
No offence, David. No offence, Winnie McGugan, Winnie. Okay.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of wimps. They would never come out and address the public. You know when Parliament...
That's it.
You know when Parliament...
We have to be up front as constitutional marshals.
You know when Parliament almost burnt down?
Yeah.
Do you think Winston Peters would come out the front or Seymour?
No, he would hide behind a computer because he's got no nuts.
He'll be on Snapchat with 15-year-olds.
I'm concerned that as politicians they get impunity, they become dictators... And Luxon and Winston Peters doesn't care about ordinary people. They don't care about us or the families. He's a foreign minister, but he ought to be a sovereign minister of all New Zealanders.
Yeah.
This is a major
thing. Things are going to backfire.
How long has Mr. Peters been in Parliament? 70 years? Okay.
Has he ever stood up for
New Zealand's direct declaration of independence signed by all the Māori chiefs called Hē Whakaputanga?
Right.
Has he ever stood up for it? No.
Now, we are concerned that the mayor has challenged the local councillor, Bida, not interested in mayor's desist because they reckon that he's breaking the code of ethics. But I would ask the question, as he's breaking the code of ethics... If he's threatening to make a citizen's arrest on the deputy mayor and on councillors and on the mayor, if they're doing what is wrong, if they're servicing this debt, creating more debt, they're not bringing down the rates.
Well, he has to create his own constitution and his own government and his own police force and his own legal team.
For Andrew because he's really got his foot on Satan's head in the city council.
And what I'm concerned with is the system's push for a communistic centralised power getting rid of critical thinkers and pro-democratic freedom fighters like us. Our lives are going to be on the line, and as they censor the media in the future, we've got to be careful. We could lose our jobs. But we believe in freedom of speech. We believe in freedom of expression, which is so vital. And at the Theosophical Society now, they are taking away our charter. We need to see the lawyer's report with evidence accusing us of breaking the code of ethics. There's been no breaches.
There's no code of ethics.
And Hamiltonians need to know that spirituality is at stake. They want to steal. This is a Freemasonry organisation at the top. They want to steal our lodge, steal our right to access spirituality.
I've been part of the Hamilton Theosophical Society for about 3 years now, Jack?
Yeah, you have.
When was their legal involvement? I had no idea.
It's going through at the moment, and we're holed up in the lodge, and we're demanding that they don't take it.
Excuse me, Jennifer, legal is a made-up word.
So this is from the fringes. We get very active in our discussions on different points of view.
Alternative political provocative
But we're honest about what's really going on the news and out there amongst people. We need
Quick
to be freedom
to
fighters.
Mr. Luxton, apparently New Zealand's called for a ceasefire 20 times. How about putting the word immediate in front
no,
of it?
No, it's not going to happen. They have killed off 6,000 Christians a year. We need to deal with those. This Islamicist regime. Okay, bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.